Right now, we want to know who had the worst job yesterday. So Mark and I, we are very soft.
Oh, yeah.
We sit in air conditioning. We walk downstairs to our air conditioned cars, and then
we go
home.
Out in the sun. There, the cars in the underground car park. I don't even see the sunlight.
Yesterday, I went out in the sun twice. Three times. One, I had to get out of the car to go into Suncoast Fitness. Then I had to come out of Suncoast Fitness and get, like, there was at least 10 metres I had to walk in the sun, and I put washing on the line as well, which I didn't get off because it was so hot. I'm like, no, I can stay out there. I'll do it tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, washing.
See you tomorrow, washing.
Are you sure it's dry? Yesterday was exceptional on the eyeballs, okay?
Yep.
It just seemed to instantly dry your eyeballs out as soon as you stepped out into the heat. I feel sorry for anyone working in a roof.
Yeah. Okay, you think that's the worst?
Oh, well, I think it has to be in the top five, working in a roof.
545-11927.
On a roof. You know, laying the insulation and all that kind of stuff.
So 545-11927, what is, let's compile a list of people that we really need, our hearts need to go out to today.
Worst hot jobs.
Worst hot jobs.
You know, a bit of this. Feeling hot. Yeah, a bit of this.
You sweat. Do you know what I think it is?
What is it?
It's moving stuff. Like, if you're a furniture remover yesterday, surely that's the worst.
Oh, well, the thing is, too, when you've got to be careful when you move furniture.
Yes.
And you've also got to be thinking, well, this very expensive leather lounge probably isn't going to look very good with my sweat smear all over it. You know, and then, you know, it's stinky work.
I'm sure there's lots of jobs we don't even know about.
Woody in Caloundra, mate, what's the worst job in the heat?
I don't know about the worst job in the heat, but it was the worst job for me. I had to do a spray paint of a little building on, what's today, Tuesday. I had plastic up all the windows, all the doors, so there's no ventilation.
Oh, wow.
Literally a tiny home. I spent Tuesday night on the kitchen floor. Not very well.
Oh.
After being in sauna-like situations for 8 hours.
Oh, that's right.
You have got a bit of heat stroke, that kind of thing.
From being inside a tiny home with all the plastic up. Oh, my God, Woody, you're in the running. Thank you.
No worries, thank you.
All right, so stay hydrated, Woody. Stay hydrated. Always very important when you're working in the heat. Amanda's joined us from Karramundi. What's the worst job in the heat, Amanda?
Well, my husband does lawn, so he lawn mows all day.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. He would come home exhausted every day.
He does. He does. I feel sorry for him because I'm sitting in a classroom in a nice air conditioning all day.
Yeah, but see, you're going to put up with children, so...
Well, I've got the best class this year, so I can't complain.
Okay.
Oh, right, okay. Can you tell us what grade they are?
Year six.
All right. So much. So
they're
much.
Top of the school.
Yeah, they're top of the school there, and there's also so much hope in front of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Nicely done, Amanda. Thanks for the call. Have a great day. Let's go over to Jacob in Wellington Point. G'day, Jacob. What's the worst job ever in the heat, mate?
I'm a roofer.
Oh, there it is. Now, are you on the roof or in the roof?
Nah, on the roof.
Oh, man.
Jeez, and was yesterday just horrific?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Today and tomorrow is meant to be getting worse. So yeah.
And tell me, what do you do? Do you just drink? How many litres of water do you drink a day?
Oh, at least four.
And do you have, like, Gatorade or something as well?
Yeah, Maximus. Yeah.
And Maximus, is that your brand, is it? You're looking for sponsorship. And, Jacob, tell me, you must be, like, full-blown sunscreen, long sleeves, hat, sunnies, the whole deal?
Yeah, pretty much long sleeves, hat.
There's not enough money in the world. I hope you get really well paid, Jacob.
Should be paid more, but it's enough.
Yeah, that's good. Mate, you're gonna fund that Maximus bill. You're gonna get the cash together.
Yeah, I know. Got to hit the boss up for a pay rise.
Good luck, brother. Good luck.
Steve from Cooey Water and Christine Wilson have both just sent me messages about the snake catcher, Stewie McKenzie. Apparently yesterday he was in a roof trying to catch a python.
There's a combination of problems there, isn't there? He's got the worst job to have in the heat, plus the worst job.
Yes.
Day or night.
Yeah.
That has to be close to the worst. Cherie's joined us from Caboolture. What's the worst job in the heat, Cherie?
Well, My husband does furniture removal, and they had a removal yesterday on the side of a hill. So they had to run all the stuff down, and then they had to run back up again. So I reckon that is definitely the worst job.
I can't imagine anything worse. And was he just exhausted? Did he just come home and go to bed? Could he even eat his dinner?
There was four guys on this job, and they were like, it was a 9-hour job, and they were absolutely exhausted. Gatorades at the end of the day, and my husband was in bed very early last night with burning eyes, apparently.
Yes, burning eyes, burning yes, eyes. Yes, burning eyes. Burning eyes.
From the sweat going into them.
Oh, it's awful. Have you got a couple more jobs there?
Yeah, Sharon has written through. She says that, and I don't know why, I don't quite understand why it's blood-soaked, but in her job she picks up sweaty/blood-covered PPE in non-ventilated locker rooms and then mops the locker rooms. She says touching other people's sweat is gross. Ugh. And she said, and then I look like I have been hosed. That's how much I was dripping with sweat. Isn't that just
shocking? I just want you all to get extra pay today.
All right. Exactly. Everyone deserves extra pay. Alison writes, okay, I've got two bad jobs. Farmers, especially pineapple farmers, this is one of their busiest times, and they wear canvas pants and the thigh high plants so they don't get pricked.
Yep.
And she said, "There's nothing that you can do about it because the pineapples get burnt if they don't get picked in the sun,
and there's spiders in them. The spiders love living in pineapples, and of course the snakes are on the run."
And then Alison says, my hubby is a freight handler. He manually loads up to 3 semi-trailers of freight every day, as well as sorting through the boxes that need to be distributed. She said, you have never seen how anyone's so zapped when he gets home. And we were talking just before 6:30 about Stewie, the snake catcher.
Stewie McKenzie.
He goes, yes, thanks for all the votes. It has been tough lately.
I mean, come on. Worst job would have to be just snake handler on a cool day. But then to do it in someone's roof when you've got snake skins everywhere and you actually don't know where the bloody thing is.
Is this a bad time to tell you that Liam from Traffic once worked in an ice works over summer in an ice factory? He goes, best job ever. I said, not the time, Liam, not the time.
Yeah, you won't be singing that at like 1:30 today while you're in the middle of whatever job you're doing. Let's go over to Paul in Golden Beach. Worst job in the heat, mate?
Shoeing horses, horseshoers, mate.
And why is that bad in the heat?
Oh, well, you got a 500-kilo horse that's already hot, and then you got to cuddle up to him and hold his feet up while you work on him.
And he's cranky and because he's hot.
Not so much, but just you've kind of got to work close beside him, and and he's hot, you're hot, and it's physical, and then you've got a hot fire as well that you've got to heat your shoes
off. Yes,
it's crazy job. You're right.
Oh my gosh,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And usually dusty, usually all those things as well.
Flies, mate. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, our studio horse is well overdue for a shoeing too.
You can do it in air conditioning in here, Paul.
Call our farrier, mate. Thank you very much for the call.
No air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
Hey, Sue Alchin's written through. They've got Alchin air conditioning in Caloundra. She goes, spare a thought for the boys putting in air conditioning in people's houses. They're sitting in their roof in 40 degree heat, installing a cooling device they will never benefit from.
Love that. Here's a way to beat the heat, Caroline. Get to Crick's Volkswagen, take the new T-Roc SUV for a test drive for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
With the air conditioning on, flat out.
Can recommend.
Yes, and then recommend. Hey, let's go over to Angela in Kooluan. What's going on, Angela? What's the hottest job or the worst job in the heat?
Oh, well, my son is a metal fabricator.
Oh, God.
So he's working indoors and outdoors, but he wears like the full-on heavy cotton clothes to stop him getting burned.
Yep.
Yes.
And yesterday I added insult to injury by asking him to get up in my roof because I think I've got a water leak in the roof. And I sat downstairs in the air conditioning while he was up in the roof checking my roof.
Making it worse because your air conditioner's blowing more hot air into the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's so calling down, going, "Mum, turn the air conditioner off." And you're like, "Are you kidding me,
darling? It's hot down."
So I don't ever complain about the heat.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Even on days like today, I do not complain about the heat because of all of those people you've been talking to, who have, you know, have it far worse than I do.
Well, I mean, you know, we're in an air-conditioned office.
I know, we've got nothing
later
to complain
on,
about.
We're going to have to get out in a car that's been in the shade for several hours and then drive home in air conditioning. So, feeling hot, hot, hot. Now, Sharon's joined us from Palmview. Sharon, what is the worst job in the heat?
Definitely. My son is a air conditioner fitter and he's crawling around in rooms at 55-degree heat, putting in ducted air conditioning, dodging, you know, the rats. And the snake skin.
Oh, the possums.
Pretty hot.
I agree. It's awful. Sue Alton from Alton Air Conditioning wrote through before and she said exactly that. And she said, and the poor buggers are putting in cooling systems they will never get to benefit from.
I know. And I reckon he dropped about 15 kilos in 6 months.
Well, anyone looking to lose weight, get into a roof.
Ew. No, thanks. No. I think I'd rather be fat.
That's exactly right. I want to lose 15 kilos, but not inside a roof.
Who have we got on line 10?
We've got Willem on the line from Custom Patios. Now, Willem, tell us, what is the worst job in the heat?
Welding shed frames in the heat.
Welding shed frames.
Shed frames. Because you're just out and, of course, you're neck to knee in overalls. You might even start a bushfire if you're not careful.
And you know, that's another job, like they're putting in air conditionings. You are building something to make people cool, but you're doing it out in the baking heat.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
You
know, when you've got 44-degree temperatures and you're welding, floor frames and all my trusses are all fully welded and I can do any roof pitch. So, yeah,
doesn't
bother me. Do it every day.
Keep up the great work, Willem. I'm sure people appreciate Custom Patios and the shade they're providing.
Exactly.
You might be able to smell Willem's sweat on the next Custom Patio. I know that's disgusting, but it's amusing as well. Jimmy's joined us from Chevelle. Mate, worst job in the heat.
Mate, we've got a spare thought for our asphalt workers.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Oh, my God. I mean,
because it's melting as under their feet and the stink and the heat on the road.
Working on the back of the machines and it's coming out there at about 130, 140 degrees.
So it's literally baking hot as you lay it down and then you've got to sort of push it into place a little bit, right?
100%.
Yeah.
And seriously, though, can they do it today? Is it not too hot for that? Or they would just truck on today?
No, they're up there doing the Gympie bypass, flat out.
I think the thing is, Caroline, is they lose another day. Like, they've just had bad weather, so they can't do it in the rain.
Yeah,
they've got to keep trucking, so it's a horrible job.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
No worries.
Those blokes you're rolling your eyes at, or those crews you're rolling your eyes at because of traffic, because they're fixing the road, have a think again, will you?
Yeah.
Just a little think. Tina in Glenview. Worst job in the heat, Tina. What is it?
I'm a dog groomer. And working in the back of my van with no aircon and the dog hair just sticking everywhere to you and you cannot get it off because you're sticking and it pricks into you and it sticks you like prickles and it's horrendous.
Yeah, I absolutely get it. Horse hair is the same too. I don't know if you've had much to do with horses if you're in the horse world. Are there some dogs that are like kids that won't get in the bath and then won't get out of the bath?
Yeah, in the heat, it's quite funny. The dogs that normally don't want to get in, and it's like, oh, you want to get in today, and then they do not want to get out, and then it's like, come on, mate, you've got to get out. And then just wrestle. We did a dog yesterday that's about 70 kilos, and it's like, oh, mate, get out. And we had to get the towels to sort of hook around to sort of get him out because he did not want to get out.
Oh, he was hot. He's 70 kilos.
70 kilos, big massive. I tell you what, I was ready to jump in there with him because I was that hot.
That is so big, dogs. Yesterday, I did not like water, but today I like water. Patina and Bedina, worst job in the heat, Patina?
In the last big heat wave we have, I was a learner motorcycle instructor.
Oh.
You could spend up to 7 hours out in the heat with all your gear on, setting up the bikes and all the gear for all the students, running around after them,
and
chasing
them. Sweating, do you? The whole thing is just sweat.
No. In the heat.
And all of the fluids that you consume go into the helmets and jackets and pants.
Yes.
And you don't pee, it just sweats, you sweat it out. And and then, of course, at the end of the day, when the students have gone, you've got to pack everything up and go through all of the jackets and helmets with heaps of Febreze and stuff like that.
Wet in them. Oh.
Ready for the next day.
They made it look so good on chips, didn't they? Like it looked really great, even in the heat, on chips.
I have this real, I hate BO.
Yeah, I bet.
And instant headache if somebody walks past me with bad BO and those, I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
Just put the air conditioning on the motorbike.
Yeah, wouldn't that be lovely? While you're riding around, there's a bit of a breeze coming through the visor, but that's it.
If you can't think about how to get out of the heat, check in with Crick's Volkswagen and take the new T-Roc SUV for a test drive and put the air conditioning to the test.
Yes, put it up. We went to Brisbane yesterday afternoon. It was just so stinking hot. And, you know, I live with Captain Planet. But in the Tiguan, I took it down to 19 degrees, but he wouldn't let me on his side. He goes, no, my side's fine at 22.5.
Oh, 22.5. Come on, mate. Live a little, Hutchie.
But on my side, I was cool on 19.
You know what? If you've got that circulating, he's stealing your cool
he's
air.
Stealing my 19.
You need a partition in there. That's what you need.
Exactly.